From NPR News, it's day to day, it's another day, and so it's another record price for oil. Today, $132 a barrel. That happened after the Energy Department released a new report. It said that supplies of crude and refined oil unexpectedly fell last week. The pressure is now on Congress to come up with some answers. Today, a Senate panel is grilling oil and gas executives about the price run-up. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here with the details. And Janet, what did the senators say is behind these high gas prices?
Well, Madeline, Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy, the Democrat from Vermont, said there's this unexplained disconnect between supply and demand and prices. Other committee members blamed OPEC price collusion for the runaway prices. I asked Jorge Piñon about these comments about OPEC price collusion in particular. He's an energy fellow at the Center for Hemispheric Policy at the University of Miami. And he just didn't see how this would be possible because OPEC, he says, only controls about 37% of the world's crude oil production. The rest happens in countries like Brazil, Russia, and the U.S. And Piñon says the only member of OPEC that's not at maximum capacity right now is Saudi Arabia.
It is the Saudis, the only country in the world that today is in a position to open the valves and put rather quickly, in a matter of days, additional oil in the marketplace.
I should note here that Piñon is also a former oil exec. He worked at Amoco and BP, but he said he doesn't receive any funding from oil companies.
Okay, so we're talking about crude oil. What about what we pay at the pump? Don't oil companies have some say over how much is paid there?
Right. I mean, there is some flexibility at the retail level. I mean, Saudi Arabia is not going to control how much the BP station down the street charges us for gas, at least not directly. But Piñon told me that that's only a matter of 5 to 10 cents a gallon. That's a small spread. He said, if I'm Shell or any oil company, I've got basically two options. I can buy cargo at a fixed price that's set ahead of time by the markets, or if I think the price is going to go down, I can buy it at a floating price that's decided at the time of delivery. He said it's just like any other commodity, like wheat or coffee.
Okay, so what other than increasing supply can be done?
Well, we can have more control over demand, right? I mean, if we come up with alternative sources of oil, that would increase supply. Or we could figure out how to reduce our consumption, either through, Piñon said, you know, buying smaller cars or taking fewer trips to the, to the market or whatever. That is one way that we could control. He said basically it's supply and demand. You can either increase your supply or figure out a way to reduce your consumption.
Thank you, Janet. That's Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.